New York, New Jersey, and everybody under the sound of the voice, baby. It's about that time. Welcome back to the Love Zone. I told you, my man, he's on his way to the Poconos for my 25th radio anniversary. The one and only, the crooner himself, Mr. Howard Hewitt, is on the Love Line. How you doing, Howard?
Good, man. What's up? How you doing?
Welcome to the Love Zone, Daddy-O.
That was a good lineup you got, man. You got some serious stuff happening on this 25th, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you know, after 25 years of doing it, I think I had to bring them the best, man.
Yep. Well, you brought it. You brought it seriously, man. That's good.
Definitely. You know, right up front, we want to take time out and thank you, man, for agreeing to come on. And, you know, we've been playing your music over the years, and I said, you know what? I think it's time to bring Howard Hewitt to the Poconos. And we called you up, and he said, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. I've heard a lot about the Poconos, though. I think we were supposed to do something there a long time ago. We never, I never did make it up there, but I'm looking forward to it this time.
Definitely. He's going to be there. He's coming in Friday night for the celebrity meet and greet on the 16th. And, you know, we was talking with the managers and stuff, and he said, listen, you know, we got the meet and greet on that Friday night. I know Howard's performing on Saturday. What are the odds we can get him come in and just hang out with us? Say, oh, yo, Howard's cool like that, man.
Yeah. Well, see, I usually like to come in anyway, especially going cross-country like that, because it's, like, kind of difficult, you know, sometimes, like, flying and then trying to do the show the same day.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man. It's, you know, it's like flying's not like it used to be, you know.
It used to be fun.
Before 9/11. Before 9/11, it was like a party, man. Now
yeah.
It's like a chore sometimes.
Wow. Yeah, it's something, man, especially what you got to go through at the airports now.
Yeah,
man. I mean,
yeah.
You spend more time on ground getting on the plane.
I know, man. But some of the things that they do, you know, they probably should have been doing all along, but, you know, it's still like, you know, not like it used to be a while back.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yo, you know, we playing a track, man, that has just become legendary on the Love Zone right here in New York. For the Love in You, Your Days with Shalimar. You know, I like to take artists back down memory lane, man. Real quick, let's go back to the Shalimar days, man. And tell me, how was it being in the group compared to being solo now, man? Was it a lot of fun back then?
Well, I had a lot of fun. I mean, we were all real young back then, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, it was, you know, a party all the time. Like I said, you know, even as far as flying to different gigs and all that kind of stuff, it was we were partying. It was... all three of us were kind of, you know, young and crazy. And like, you know, it was a great stepping, you know, a stepping stone, a great foundation. I'm like a foundation man. You know, I'm all about foundation. I don't believe anything can stand without a strong foundation.
Mm.
So, you know, it was a great foundation in that, the group that I was with before, you know, before Shalimar.
Right.
You know, it laid a foundation for when the opportunity for Shalimar came along, because a lot of times, you know, people, they always go into that old saying, you know, you got to be in the right place at the right time and all that kind of stuff, but they forget about one part of that whole situation that's even more important, the most important part of that saying. It's like, be in the right place at the right time and be prepared.
Being ready.
Know? So a lot of times you can be in the right place and right time and not be prepared, and that opportunity can pass you by. So everything that, you know, that led up to the Shalimar situation was a foundation laying situation, and it prepared me for when that opportunity came. And then the Shalimar experience, you know, it prepared me for when, you know, I started the solo trip. So we had a good time, man. It was me, Jeffrey, Jody, and just all around the world, man, just having a great time.
A great time, man.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, you know, like you said, it prepared you. It gave you that was like preschool, the prelude to what was coming, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you're ready, because, you know, some guys, they get in the group and then they don't really use it for the educational time that they're in, use it for the fun and just playing around, whatever. But if you got a career and a craft that you're working on for a betterment in the future,
mm-hmm.
then you go down a different path. And you did that. And we can tell that from the time you left and went solo. And, you know, sometimes people have to go back to a group.
Yeah.
And you left and you've been going straight up, up, up ever since, man. So we want to congratulate you on that part of your career.
Thank you, man. It's all about, like I said, it's a learning. Everything's a learning experience and stuff. And, you know, as far as the writing and really getting my feet wet in that, that was that was the last part of Shalimar, was when I started really getting into the writing side of the whole thing. And then once I did the solo trip, then, you know, thank God, I was ready to do that, ready to go in. And, you know, I'm For Real was the first song that was the first single from the first solo album, and song that Stanley Clark and I wrote and produced together. And went on from there.
Well, mentioning I'm For Real, that happened to be one of my wife's favorites. So we're going to definitely play that for you. You got Howard Hewitt on the Love Zone Live. He's getting ready for the Poconos, y'all. He's coming to hang out with The Voice and all of us. The Weeknd, baby. You know, The Weeknd. You know, that's funny, man, because we got your flight situation. And most of the time, artists want to get out early and going back home. And then we heard, they was like, yo, Howard want to know why I got to leave early. I want to hang out, man.
I know, man. It's, you know, because a lot of times it is. A lot of times you do, like, catch the first flight.
Yeah.
You know, catch the first flight leaving out. But I felt like, I said, man, it seems like it's going to be a nice little situation. So, like, you know, I'll just hang out for a minute, leave later in the afternoon.
Hey,
you know,
man.
That would be good.
Well, hey, you know, we're glad you're going to hang out. We're going to let New York hear this one. This was the first solo one right here. I'm For Real. And, I mean, you tell me, what do you prefer to sing, ballads or up-tempo grooves?
Well, see, I the thing about ballads is, like, ballads last forever and ever.
Amen.
You know, an up-tempo tune is usually dictated by what's happening at that particular time.
Okay.
But a ballad, man, if it stands the test of time, man, it'll be around forever. Because, like, I mean, I'm For Real. This is 1986.
And it's still here in the Love Zone.
Yep.
It's still in the Love Zone, man.
Still there, man. And that's the most, to me, writing a song, putting a song together, man, I look for something that's going to last, you know, that's not just here for a minute, something that's going to last over the years. That's why I like For the Lover in You and I'm For Real and Say Amen and Show Me Once, Twice, Three Times, and, you know, on and on. So, you know, it's the most important thing to me is the longevity of a song.
Longevity. Well, you know, that's the purpose of the Love Zone, Howard, is for us to keep real music alive. Everywhere on my website, I got it. Determined to keep real music alive.
Mm-hmm.
And your music going to stay in the Love Zone a long time, man. I'll tell you.
Cool. That's why I really appreciate the love you're giving the new stuff, too,
you
man.
You know, definitely. Definitely.
Some good stuff on this new album.
You know, working our way up into the new stuff, you know, it was an album that came out entitled If Only. I mean, not If Only, It's Time.
It's Time, right.
And I'm beginning to notice a pattern with you on some of your albums here, and you have this little piece of religious part of you that comes out on your albums.
Oh, yeah.
In each one of them, and Call His Name.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, what made you decide to put some of the, I mean, didn't that, I'm not going to say 100% religious song, but spiritual side of you to come out on your albums.
It's the spiritual side. It's been like, I don't believe in religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was having this conversation with somebody earlier today. I don't believe in religion. I mean,
okay.
They flew those planes into the World Trade Center in the name of religion.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So religion has been the cause of millions of deaths through the years, throughout the history, and wars and the whole thing. And if you really study, you know, like Christ's whole ministry, his whole ministry was against organized religion, against the Sanhedrins and the Pharisees and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not really into religion, but I am into a relationship, like a relationship with God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. And before I left, a few years before I even left the group, I remember praying. I remember saying, Lord, you know, when I'm by myself, when I am responsible for what I say, and there's nobody else that has to try and live up to it, because, you know, some of the things that, you know, like Say Amen, Call His Name, Jesus, and all the rest of the inspirational songs, you know, those are personal statements, basically. And so I said, when I'm by myself, when I'm solo, when I'm responsible for what I say, that I will always, on every project, I will honor him on every project. And every solo album that I've ever done, every solo album I ever will do, will always have an inspirational song on there. And you know, the first one was Say Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Say Amen has lasted, you know, through I mean, Say Amen is like 21 years old, man. You know, so, and the song is even more popular now than it was when it first came out. So, you know, that is, it stands the test of time, and it's about, you know, lifting up and honoring and you know, praising. It's, to me, Say Amen is like the ultimate praise song, you know. And, you know, Call His Name, the ultimate praise song. And it's about really, you know, I don't really call them gospel songs, you know,
mm-hmm.
because the gospel is, and believe me, I'm not hating on gospel because I was raised up in it. I started out, you know, in gospel when I was 10 years old. And, you know, but gospel to me has a whole, brings a whole different type of reaction to the listener. You know what I'm saying? Like when I think about gospel, I think of Shirley Caesar and
legendary,
you know,
Shirley.
Yeah, the Five Line Boys, Alabama, the Volunteers, Pilgrims, Jubilees, all those cats.
And they're all very good friends of me and my family, because my father, a lot of people don't realize, my 25 years in radio, it started in gospel.
Mm-hmm.
I started with The Road to Glory in 1982.
Okay, well, before you know.
Oh, yeah, and all of the artists you name are all very close friends of ours.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland Clay with the Pilgrims Jubilees.
Yes.
That used to be like my favorite group. And we had a when I was 10 years old, started out when I was 10 years old, we had a gospel group called the Hewitt Singers. And three of my sisters, or four of my sisters, whichever at the time, you know, backed me up and you know, sang background and stuff. And we had a keyboard player, an organ player, and drums and bass and guitar.
You know,
player.
I was waiting for you to mention this part, because someone sent us a track of you back there in the days with that group, man.
Oh, really?
No, I was just messing with you.
No, I was going to say, man.
You're going to say play it, huh?
We did do one little recording. This guy named Mr. Saferstein in Akron, Ohio, man. He was this white cat that, you know, that my mom had hooked us up with and stuff. And we did a recording in this little studio that he had. And I don't know what happened to that recording. I was going to say, man, if you had that, somebody did.
Oh, man.
You know, send it to me, man. Make me a copy. Send it to me, because I don't have that.
Well,
you know,
I've been known to pull off some good deeds. So I'm gonna investigate into that for you, man.
Hey, man. You know, that would be great if you find that. Let me know. But you know, I mean, we started out in that whole thing. But like I said, like I was saying about, like, Say Amen and.
Mm-hmm.
And Call His Name and all that. To me, those are inspirational songs. I think there's a difference between inspirational and gospel.
And gospel.
You know,
correct.
And you know, so every album that I've ever done and every album that I ever will do will always have an inspirational song, and a song honoring God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit on there. And that's because of a promise that I made to Him a long time ago, man. And I remember the first album, the first solo album, I went in to have a meeting with the new management company and the new record company that I was with. That's when I left the group, and first thing I said was, well, I want to do a song to the Lord on this album, you know. And this is back in 85, man, 1980. Nobody was doing that.
Gotta put them first.
Hey, man. And it was like you could hear a pin drop in that room, you know. And it was like, you know, they started talking. They said, well, you know, this and that, blah, blah, blah. We want to take your career in the sex symbol direction, and might not be conducive with, you know, the religious overtones and gospel or whatever. And I listened to what they had to say, and when they got done, I said, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I understand where you're coming from. I said, but maybe I just said it the wrong way. I said, let me just say it like this. I'm going to do a song to the Lord album.
I got to give it to you, man.
Because, you know, I told him, I said, because my promise to the Lord is way more important than your, you know, concept of which way this career is supposed to go. Because without Him, there would be no career. So, you know, so we did. Then I went away and we did Say Amen. Of course, after Say Amen became as popular as it did, then, of course, it was everybody's idea.
Well, I'm glad you stuck to it, man. And that was something that I pulled out and I noticed. And, you know, I was like, wow. But, I mean, when you sing them, Howard, I mean, you don't just You know, some people get a song and go in the studio and just record it. Mm. You sing them songs with so much feeling and sincerity, man, that I'm glad. See, most artists that I interview, they after they finish with me, they say, Maurice, you know what, man? This interview was different. This wasn't like my normal interview. They normally ask me, okay, when did this one become number one? When did this one come number one? And that's what I am about, bringing my listeners something different, a different side of the artist that they really don't get to hear about. And I'm sure it's a lot of people that probably didn't know this side of Howard Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to commend you on that, man.
Thank you, man.
Definitely.
It is good to do an interview, man, where they're not just reading a bio, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I never do a bio.
Yeah.
I never, you know, it's interview is to me is one-on-one and talking, and like, you know, most artists that come in live, they come here and hang out, and they, when they leave, they say, you know what, it didn't even feel like we had an interview. It felt like we were just hanging out.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And that's how it's going to be for the weekend too, when you come up, man.
That's how it should be. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely.
Definitely. This track right here, once, twice, three times. I got 3 stars next to it on my playlist because this happened to be one of my favorites, man. Give me some history quickly on this song right here, Once, Twice, Three Times.
Once, Twice, Three Times is a perfect example of, like, you never know where a hit song is going to come from, because it was a guy that was a sky cap at LAX. Mm-hmm. His name was Kenny Aubrey, right?
Right.
And he, every time I come in and out of LAX all the time, and every time I see him, he'd say, man, I got a track for you. This music that you love, you know. I said, well, give me a tape of it, all right? So finally, after about 4 or 5 times of saying that, he finally gave me a cassette. This was back when we had cassettes, right?
Way back.
He finally gave me a cassette of this track, right, of this music. And it was really kind of, not the greatest quality, you know, but I could still, when I took it home, I put it on my system and stuff, and I could hear where he was coming from with it, and so I called my guys in, and we, you know, I had them reproduce what the whole situation was, and then, you know, the way that I write is when I get the track, when I get the music, where I want it to be, and then I take the track and I decide what I want to say, put the melody to it, and then I, you know, put the lyrics to it, and then, you know, complete the song. And so once we got the track to a point where I could work with it, you know, my whole situation was like, I remember back in the day, back when I was a kid, you know, back in Ohio, Akron, Ohio, and we'd have those basement parties, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you had the red light or the blue light, whichever one, you know, you prefer.
Well, hey, Howard, real quick, we're going to take you back to this, the weekend we up at the Poconos, because we're going to have a blue light party, man.
There you go. And like you down that basement, you know, and you sweating, and you got your girlfriend hemmed up in the corner,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And so that was the kind of vibe that I wanted with Once, Twice, Three Times. And like I said, you never know where a hit record's going to come from, because it was this, the track, the idea for the track, the music and everything came from this cat. He was a sky cap at LAX. I don't know where he is now. He never wrote anything else after that, I don't think. Hope he's happy with, you know, those royalty checks every time somebody plays.
Man, we're listening to the sounds of the one and only Mr. Howard Hewitt right here on the Love Zone. He's on his way to the Poconos for the weekend of November 16th through the 17th, celebrating my 25th radio anniversary. Him along with Lenny Williams, Harold Melvin, Blue Notes, and a host of others, and he want to meet you there. We're going to let you hear a track that we happen to took to the top right here in New York City when it first came out, How Do I Know I Love You? Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk to Howard about this one, and we're going to tell you about the new CD. It's available for you, 90.3 FM.
How do I know I love you, girl? Is it the way you wear your hair? Is it your smile that tells me I adore you? Or the scent of your perfume? How do I know I love you? baby. My stomach does flips when you're near, yeah. Call me a fool, call me sentimental. But call me, please call me dear. I'll take you on a magic carpet ride, flip around Venus and through Mars and down the other side. If you're not with me, baby, it don't mean much to me. How do I know? How do I know I love you? I guess it's something in the air, babe. Hey, 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 yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Walking in New Orleans, down Bourbon Street, hand in hand, something in the air, babe. I'll take you on a magic carpet ride, flip around Venus, through Mars, and down the other side. Oh, but if you're not with me, baby, the trip just don't mean much to me. Guess it's something in the air, babe.
Oh, it's something in the air, it's something in the air. And on the airwaves of 90.3 FM tonight is my man, Mr. Howard Hewitt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This
love
one here.
That song, man.
You know, we was talking off the mic, man. And, I mean, let's just give them a little brief information about that song, man. Real quick about how that song and the freedom that you had with the creativity with it.
I know, man, because it's funny because, like I said earlier, the way I write once we finish the track, and then I'll take the track and throw a melody on there. And when I do a melody, like I'll just sing anything off the top of my head. You know, I mean, Mary Had a Little Lamb, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But Monty Seward and I wrote Say Amen. Say Amen was one of the first was the first song we ever wrote together, and then we kept writing stuff after that through the years. And we came up with the track for How Do I Know I Love You, and so I took it, you know, and then did my lyrics, my melodies, and all that kind of stuff. Took it back to my crib, did my melodies, and we got Monty and I got together to kind of go over, you know, what the lyrics were, what I had written, you know, How Do I Know I Love You, you know, is it the way you wear your hair, all that stuff, and so, like, you know, and I said, but I can't find anything for this particular part, you know, section right here. He said, well, what section is that? I said, the one where, like, you know, I take you on a magic carpet ride,
yes,
around Venus, through Mars,
yes,
down the other side. You know, and that was what I had sung when I just sung something off the top of my head. You know, so I hadn't found anything else for it at that time. And Monty said, man, you better not touch that part, man. He said, that's the hook, man. Take you on a magic carpet ride. And everybody that hears that song, that digs that song, they call it the magic carpet ride song.
Wow.
So, like, you know, it's It was cool. It was very cool. I was very, very proud of that of that song. That's why, like we talked earlier, I put it on the new project.
That's right.
The new project that's out now, the If Only project. Because a lot of people, because it's such a strong song, I felt like it needed another shot to get out there, you know. So.
Well, it deserved to be on the new album because a lot of stations slept on this song, man.
Yeah.
They slept it, except for 90.3 FM. It's a couple of songs in record history that we just took it to, in repeat mode. One was Babyface Whippoorpill.
Yeah.
Me and Frankie Crocker, we just played that thing over and over. And I know I came and did almost 4 hours of it. Whippoorpill had me whipped. Another one was Ollie Woodson's Drama in the Bedroom. And another one was yours right there, man. How do I know I love you, man? We used to wear that thing out.
Yeah, man, it's a good song, and all those songs that you talked about too, those are good songs.
Really
good songs. Ollie Woodson, man, that's a singing boy.
He is, man. I had the pleasure of going on tour with him, man, and he called me to do his bass singer part, and man, that just he's always been my favorite singer of all time, and just for him to call me. He heard my gospel CD that I had did, and when his bass singer got sick, he called me out to go on the road with him, and went out them 6 months with just to watch him perform and watch this man just get down so naturally.
Sing, I mean, that's the singing boy. I call him and say, Hollywood, Hollywood singing, you know. He's a good cat, too.
Yes,
good
he cat, is. Really yes, he is. We got Howard Hewitt on the line, and hey, the love line is jumping off the hook, Howard. You know, and I know people been waiting all night to get through to talk to you, so we're going to take a few listeners, and hey, let's keep your questions short and sweet, and hey, we're going to take you live. 90.3 FM, you're on with Howard Hewitt. Hello.
Hello, this is Carol from Maryland.
From Maryland. How you doing, Carol? Talk to Howard.
Hello. How you doing, Howard?
Good. How you doing?
I just want to say that, first of all, your story about Say Amen.
Say
I
Amen.
I love it. I felt that whenever you sung it, but however, I'm so glad to hear it from your mouth. I could feel it in your voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And it's just so glad to have you here tonight, and I'll see you in the Poconos.
So you coming to the Poconos?
Yes, sir.
All right, be sure and holler at me now.
Yes, I surely will.
Okay.
Thanks for calling from Maryland.
All right, baby.
You got
see
it.
You there.
212-491-4685. That's the number to dial if you want to talk to Howard Hewitt, all right? 90.3 FM, you on with Howard Hewitt. Hello.
Hi, this is Tammy Neat, Chicago.
Chicago.
Tammy in Chicago.
How are you, Howard?
I'm good. How you doing, sweetie?
So good to talk to you. I'm so glad that I'm even in the love zone tonight. Usually I'm at work. I had no idea you were going to be on.
I love your music.
I'm happy that I was able to see you perform. I've seen you perform live several times.
Oh, good.
Your shows are awesome.
Thank you very much.
Your voice is like velvet.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
Yes,
that.
I love you.
I appreciate that.
All right, Tammy. Thanks for
Thank
calling.
Thank you. Thank you, babe. Bye-bye.
You got it, girl. 212-491-4685. That's the number to dial if you want to talk to Howard Hewitt. He's getting ready for November 16th through the 18th in the Poconos. He'll be there the 16th and the 17th at the Fernwood Hotel, helping yours truly, The Voice, celebrate his 25th anniversary. So if you want to meet him live in person, you heard him say, he's hanging out. He don't even want to leave. He's coming to hang out with us. So make sure you make your way up to get your reservation. Let's go to the love line, 212-491-4685. Hello, you're on live with Howard Hewitt. Hello. All right, we got to go. 90.3 FM, hello.
Hello?
Hi, you're on with Howard.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right. What's your name and where you're calling from, baby?
My name is Keisha. I'm calling from California.
California.
Yeah.
From my home.
Oh, what part of Cal are you from?
Southern California, right outside of L.A.
All right, so I'm from the Bay Area.
Bay
but you guys have been teasing me all night. Can you play this for the love of you?
We played it, baby.
Well,
you know we'll play some more from you. Are you going to come to the Poconos to see Howard?
I'm trying to.
You trying?
Yes, sir.
Well, make sure you send me an email, and we're going to, just for you calling in and speaking to him, we're going to make it special for you, all right?
Oh, please.
If you make it there, we're going to make a special night there for you, all right?
I'm excited. Thank you.
Thanks for calling,
man.
Bye.
212-491-4685. Going to take just a few more. 90.3 FM, you're on live.
Yes, I was trying to talk to Howard Hewitt.
All right, turn your radio. You got your computer turned up. Turn it down.
Turn it down.
Turn it down now, yeah, because I'm getting the feedback.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There you go. You on with Howard. Say hello to him. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tamara Jennings, and I'm calling you from Mesa, Arizona.
All right. Arizona's good state.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Oh, God bless you. And God just know that I am a hidden fan. And just know that I met you when I was on Soul Train, when you was with Shalimar.
Oh, Soul Train.
Back in the day.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Yes. Soul Train.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, now you've met him
awesome.
On the Love Zone.
But you're awesome, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And God has a lot in store for you. And just know, stay focused.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Stay very focused.
That's the most important thing, you know, is focus, especially in this business, because there's so many things that come in and they go out, and if you're one of those kind of people who, you know, the wind can blow you this way, the wind can blow you that way, you not only lose your audience, but you lose yourself. So,
you're not going to lose anything, sweetheart. He has a plan for you, and you know it. You feel it in your gut and your heart and your soul. And I just want to tell you, stay focused, because I feel you all the time. I listen to your music all the time, and you're just an awesome person, and you need to know that. And your love is being spread through your music, and everybody might not recognize that, but I feel you.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say God bless. And that's from TJ, Tamara Jennings from Mesa, Arizona.
You
all
got
right.
it, baby.
You have the new project? You have the new album yet?
Do you have the new CD? TJ?
TJ doesn't have anything but to keep listening. I'm an ex-dancer. That's all I do is ballroom. And the people out here in Mesa are a little dirty and a little dead, but it's okay. I keep the spirit
you
rolling.
Keep it going, huh, baby?
Focused.
All right,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I just stay focused.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, now. 90.3 FM, you're on live with Howard Hewitt. Turn your radio down.
Hi, this is Million.
Million, you got to turn your radio down or I can't put you on the air, baby.
Okay.
Turn it down, darling.
Hi, Howard. This is Million. You's my neighbor, Lancashire, North Hollywood.
Where's that now?
Lancashire, North Hollywood.
We were neighbors?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
All right, but I tell you what, Don, you got to call me back because I can't hear you with the radio up, all right? 90.3 FM, hello, you're on with Howard.
Hey, how you doing? This is Juice.
Hey, what's up, Juice?
Hey, what's happening, M.O.?
All right, good. You're on with Howard Hewitt, man.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Oh, what's up, Howard?
How you doing?
Haven't seen you since the Paradise there.
Up in the Bronx?
Yeah, up in the Bronx, man.
Oh, the Paradise, oh, man.
Yeah, with Mark, A Touch of Classic Soul, you did your interview.
Huh?
I got to turn off these headphones because I'm getting a serious echo in my ear.
Yeah, just take your headphones off and listen through the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Howard, that's the official photographer of The Voice you're talking to, Juice Freeman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's going to be on the set there, and he's going to be the one shooting you up, man. So, Juice, you was hanging out with Howard at the Paradise, huh?
Oh, man, Howard did a hell of a show. Matter of fact, back in during the PBS special as well, he had his girls out there, and they did their thing. So I'm looking forward to him doing this thing at the 25th anniversary party.
Yeah.
Because he don't get over this way too often. Howard don't get to New York very often or in our area, so it'll be nice to catch up with him again.
Yeah, it'll be good. We're going to have fun. I had fun, man, at that show in the Bronx.
It was so nice.
We had a good time that night.
So what's happening with your music, man? What's going on?
Well, there's a new CD that's out now, which we're going to get into in a minute, right?
Mm-hmm. It's coming up right now, man.
And new CD that's out now, and just working it, man. You know, doing what I do.
Hey, Juice.
Yeah.
I need you to get on Soulful Detroit and blow it up for me, baby. He's not on Voice Distribution yet. I'm going to talk to his distribution companies, and we're going to get some for the Voice Distribution online store. But I need you to do what you do, baby.
Man, I just got your CD tonight. I just logged on because I'm getting ready for this wedding tomorrow. And I just logged on. And I saw Howard Hewitt. I was like, oh, man. So I'm like getting ready to get up on that forum now real quick and see how many people we can get up on there.
That's right, man. Let them come out.
Check it out.
See them live and get the new project, all right?
No doubt about it.
Thanks for calling, Juice, baby.
All right. Now I'm going to and see you up there in November.
You got it, baby.
Peace, fellas.
That's my man right there, Juice, the official photographer of The Voice. Hey, Howard, let's get into the new one, man.
Cool.
The new one and the one I'm feeling, Can You Feel Me? Well, that's what I'm feeling. Let's talk about it.
And Can You Feel Me was a trip because, like, it was a whole nother song before.
Mm.
It was a tune called that I had written it, and this cat Joe Wolf did the track, did the music and stuff, and Ralph Johnson from Earth, Wind, and Fire, he and I produced it together, and so I took it again. I took the track and figured out what I wanted to say, put the melody to it, the whole thing, and it was called Did You Know, and like. And right the day before we were supposed to go in and do the final vocal on it, put the final lead vocal on it, Ralph calls me and he says, "Man, we got to go in tomorrow and put the vocal track down on Did You Know?" And I tell him, I said, "Ralph, man," he said, "Well, what's up, man?" I said, "Man, I'm just not. It didn't stand that 2-week test. I have a 2-week test.
Okay.
If I write a song and after 2 weeks of listening to it almost every day, if it still ain't hitting me,
yeah,
then like I got to do something else, right?
Okay.
So like it didn't stand. Did You Know? It didn't stand that 2-week test. And so Ralph was saying, "Well, what do you want to do?" I said, "Man, I just want to just." Trash the whole thing except for the track, of course, because the music. I love the music. And I said, but I just want to start from scratch and write it all over again. And any time you tell that to a producer, man, he's like freaking out. He's like, oh my god.
Especially you talking about the whole thing.
Yeah, and he dug because he dug. Did You Know? He dug the tune. But like I said, man, I just want to trash that and start all over again. So he said. Oh, okay, hesitantly, but then I took the track and kind of woodshedded with the track for a couple of days and came up with Can You Feel Me? And, man, after I did that, after I wrote that in about 3 days or so and took it to Ralph, and Ralph was like, man, this is like crazy. So, it's a good song. It's a real good song. Check it out. I want y'all to check it out. Let me know what you think about it.
All right. You heard it straight from the man. Here it goes. Can You Feel Me? Right here on 90.3 Love FM. Howard Hewitt is on the Love Zone. Ready to hear your opinion about the new single right here off the brand new CD. If Only. Check it out. Stay tuned, y'all.
Can't hurry love, but deep down inside you know, if there's a song for you that my heart's created, and these feelings are reciprocated, there's a chance that we could make it. You're feeling me, I'm feeling you.
I want to tell you feel what I want to do to you, and baby, what you feel. There's no confusion, just simply. I give you my love, I give you my heart. Can you feel me? Can you feel me, baby? Sometimes at night I sit and watch you while you're sleeping, and then your eyes start to flutter. Makes me wonder, are you dreaming of me? 'Cause I love you, baby, and I'll give all my heart can give. And at the end of the day, I need to hear you say that you feel me, baby.
feel it too, Howard. I feel it, baby.
Yep, there's no mystery. There's no confusion, just simply.
Simply.
Man, I'm sorry. I mean, there's, when you know, because it's just, I think when you write a song, man, you stand you have to be able to put your, you know, your feelings everything, your emotions out there on your shirt sleeve, man. And
your natural feelings, too.
Exactly. You know, exactly. It's like, it's just like the first single that was off the album is called Enough, you know. And I had the hook kind of, you know, floating around in my head for about a couple of years before I actually wrote the song. And what it really talks about is, like, you know, a lot of times when we're in relationships and men and women, we're different. That's just the way it is.
Ain't no way around it. It is true.
There's no way around it. That's what the whole, it's like a battery. You have a negative pole and a positive pole, two complete opposites, but that's what makes that battery charge up and run, you know. So a lot of times, you know, we may be in a relationship and us guys, man, you know how we are. We're chugging along and doing our thing, man, and thinking everything is cool. And then all of a sudden your woman says, well, you know, I really haven't been happy for the last 5 years. And like, you know, it's like, you know what? You know, we you know, we're not. And what happened, I think what has happened a lot of times is that we didn't take that time to, like, really keep ourselves on the same path as our woman sometime, you know, and we didn't take that time and really, you know, ask the questions. So, you know, it's like, you know, one of the lines and on the hook of Enough is like, it says, was I there enough? Did we share enough? Were the times when we made love and then chilled in the tub enough? Is it fair enough to say that in the end it really wasn't real enough? Did we feel enough? Is our commitment to honesty enough to say that enough is enough? You know, so, like, man, it's you know, a lot of people
that's hot lyrics, baby.
You know, some people said, you know, well, that's a great breakup song. But see, I don't really look at it as a breakup song. I look at it as a song where, you know, a question song, you know, a realization song,
and an eye opener too.
An eye opener, exactly. Right, where you just, you know, you sit and you say, okay, all right, you got to ask questions so that we're both on the same page as our time goes on together. So Enough was, like, you know, a really special song to me also.
Well, hey, let's bring it up for New York to hear it. It's off the new album, If Only. For those of you tuned in late, you're listening to the sound and the voice of the one and only Mr. Howard Hewitt. He's live on 90.3 FM. This is another single, Enough. Hey, fellas, listen to the words.
I need to know, baby, know, darling. I need to know. It's really crazy how this whole thing went down. One day we're happy, the next we turn around and things have changed. Don't know why, they just change. Now we could throw up our hands and walk away, or take this window of opportunity and ask questions. Was I there enough? Did we share enough? Were the times when we made love and then chilled in the tub enough? Is it fair enough to say that in the end it really wasn't real enough? Did we feel enough? Is our commitment to honesty enough to say that enough is enough? Now, do you truly feel that we wasted time? It's just in recent years love declined. We built a foundation we thought would stand the test.
to know, darling, life is a strange way of dealing, a devastating hand. It'll blindside you, leaving you trying to understand and asking questions. Who the questions? Hey, tell me, bitch, I need to know.
Talking, man, we holding. I mean, New York, I'm sorry, New York. You know, it says we can't put everything on the air, but man, we powwowing, man. We talking about, hey fellas, this one here, I'm dedicating enough to the guys, Howard, man, because
yeah.
It's a wake up record.
It's a wake up record.
It's a like, wake up you
know,
record.
You gotta ask. You know, like I said before, you have to figure out. You know, what page you're on. Where are you? Because I mean, we are. You know, when you have a relationship, man, it's called a relationship, and a relationship is like between two people, not just one person. So if the relationship is cool, it's because two of you are cool. If the relationship is not cool, it's because both of you ain't cool. So it's you know, it's a lot of times, you know, a lot of cats talk about, you know, they're catching a lot of hell from their woman and all that kind of stuff. And the first thing I ask them is what are you giving her? Because whatever you give your woman, that's what you get back from her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're giving her a bunch of, if you're giving her a bunch of hell, you're gonna get a whole bunch of hell back from her.
You know, I sit on the edge of bed many a nights, many a mornings, man, and I sit up and like, man, what did I do? You know,
yeah.
Things ain't right. You know, what did I do? And then when you really take time out and think, you know, I always tell people, when you be honest with yourself and the maker, because you can't fool them two.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
You know, he knows and you know. So then I think down, I said, well, maybe it was this. All right, let me try changing this. And then when things come around, you realize. But when you fight in the power, hey, man, like you said, that negative and positive, hey.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's the thing. And like I said, you know, you have to realize that we are different. So we're dealing on different situations. Like the most important thing, I believe, to a man in a relationship is respect. It's respect. You know, we need to have respect. We need to know that we are that what we're doing and the way that we're doing it and what we're bringing to the table, and you know, us going out and dealing with the world and all that kind of stuff, and you know, like you know, our hunter type of instincts and all that
instinct,
stuff.
Instinct, yeah.
is being respected, and our woman respects that. And the most important thing to a woman is security.
That's
you
right.
know, security, man, in all kind of different ways. And you know, there's and if you don't, I heard somebody say one time a long time ago, if you don't know the true purpose of something, like if I didn't know, I'm sitting here in front of my computer right now. If I didn't know the true purpose of this computer, the only thing I would know how to do is abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So if you don't know, if you haven't taken out the time to find out what the true purpose of a woman is, you know, the only thing you can do is abuse her mentally, physically, verbally, spiritually, you know, whatever. The only thing you can do is abuse her. So the thing is that you got to take time to try and figure out what the true purpose of a woman is. Now, when you ask me that, okay. And do I know?
Preach on, Howard. Preach on, Reverend Hewitt. Preach on, baby.
But do I truly know? I mean, you know, every woman has different things that come different specific things. So, you know, but I think the one of the most important things to a woman is security, and that security goes in as far as like her being able to trust you, you know, trust you with her feelings, trust you with her life, trust you with her, you know, just the way that things are supposed to go, you know.
Well, I tell you what, New York City, you're listening to Reverend Howard Hewitt tonight in the Love Zone. We're going to take a break because we got more of the new CD. If you don't have it yet, I apologize. I don't have it on the Voice Distribution Online store like we normally do, but me and Howard talking about some things, so we're going to make it happen. We're going to get it for you there, but don't move the dial. We'll be right back because guess what? He's on his way to the Poconos, not just the Poconos just to go hang out, but to come celebrate my 25th radio anniversary and to hang out with you, the listeners, his fans who he haven't got a chance to see on this side, who don't really get to, I mean, most of the time he's on stage or rushed out of building or something, but this weekend, Howard is spending the weekend with us. Right, Howard?
Yep, I'm there.
He's there. And hey, if you don't know about it, sit back and listen to this right here, baby.
This is Maurice Watts inviting you to my 25th radio anniversary celebration, November the 16th in the Poconos at the Fernwood Hotel and Resort in Bushkill, Pennsylvania, performing live, Howard Hewitt. Lenny Williams. Legendary vocal recording artist Harold Melvin's Blue Notes. Returning to the Pocono stage, Curtis Blow.
Everybody, if you got what it takes, because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the boys.
The man that makes the hits, Colonel Abrams. Special guest appearance by Sharon Page. Johnny Gill's brother, Randy Gill. By way of Minneapolis, Power. It's all taking place November the 16th through the 18th in the Poconos, starting with a celebrity meet and greet, a live comedy show, a classic R&B party hosted by Leon, and an elegant dinner banquet, and much, much more. If you don't have a car, buses are leaving from various cities near you. Music provided by DJ Howie D and DJ Debonair. For more information, call 917-545-2169 or 646-337-2480 or visit mauricewatts.com or thesessionsgroup.com. It's Maurice Watts' 25th radio anniversary celebration. Will you be there?
If you are not listening to the School of Soul at 90.3 FM, you are missing this.
Girl, I'm gonna miss you when you're gone.
And this.
Let the feeling flow. And I'm sure love will grow.
And this.
Can you remember
understand this. So tune in to the School of Soul at 90.3 FM WHCR. For further information, call 212-650-8860.
Once again, we've got tickets to a Broadway show you don't want to miss. Listen to what people say about Three Mo Tennis.
Get ready to dance in the aisles to the music of Motown, Ray Charles, Usher, and many others as Three Mo Tennis take New York City by storm.
Get together and let the good times roll.
Join these three classically trained black tenors on a musical journey through soul, jazz, gospel, blues, pop, and more. The Chicago Tribune declares, it's impossible not to like this show. And the Orlando Sentinel raves, Three Mo Tennis is delightful and innovative. Don't miss what the Boston Herald calls a joyous celebration that blows the roof off the house.
Make them hear.
Three Mo Tennis now at the Little Schubert Theater.
For a $100 donation, WHCR will give you two tickets to see Three Mo Tennis. For your convenience, WHCR now accepts both credit and debit cards. Call 212-650-7481. Leave your name and telephone number to reserve your tickets. Remember, seats are limited. This is Angela Harden, General Manager of WHCR 90.3 FM, thanking you in advance for your support.
You pay attention to all of the PSAs and support the shows. Make sure, don't forget, Peter Paul, School of Soul for sure. And most important, hey, run to the hotline, run to the website right now and make your reservations for the 25th anniversary. Buses are leaving from everywhere. If you're in Harlem, we have them leaving from 125th Street right at the Harlem State Building. In the Bronx, up at Co-op City. Washington, D.C., they're coming from Boston. Where else we got buses? Philadelphia buses are coming from everywhere. So go to mauricewatts.com or thesesamesgroup.com and find out all about the 25th anniversary. It's a three-day event. Celebrity meet and greet taking place on Friday, as you heard about. And, I mean, hey, and Bowlegged Lou and Full Force and them all coming out to hang out with us. Ray Goodman and Brown, Blue Magic, Notarized, Randy Gill. That's Johnny Gill's brother going to be there. It's going to be live comedy going on that night. A new artist showcase, because you know we're all about making sure some of the new artists get this exposure. That's going to be taking place. My main man, DJ Howie D, is going to be on the one and twos with DJ Debonair. And, of course, the Prince of Soul himself, KC, is going to be there hosting the mic. I'm taking a break that night, all right? And we're going to have the celebrity meet and greet out in the lobby where you get to take pictures with the artists and the TV stars and them that's going to be there, buy some of their products or whatever they have going on, signing your autographs, taking pictures, all right? So bring your cameras, your video cameras. And just the thing, I said all that, and that was just Friday night. Saturday, you're waking up with the celebrity breakfast. Come downstairs. How often do you get to wake up and have breakfast with celebrities? I mean, really. Come on now. So, hey, run to the website. I mean, Howard's going to be there. I know he's going to be up early enough to eat breakfast. So.
I don't know. Somebody told me they were, I had to wake up at like 6 o'clock in the morning one time. I said, man, I didn't know that 6 o'clock still existed. I thought they outlawed 6 o'clock in the morning, man. So, you know.
Wow.
But I get up. I'll make it a point. I'll get up and have breakfast.
You're going to have breakfast with them. I mean, yeah. You're listening to Howard Hewitt if you tuned in late. And we highlighting his new CD and also talking about the anniversary. And like I said, right after the celebrity breakfast, we got trips to the casino, trip to the shopping outlet if you want to. They got the exercise class is going to be going on, the pool party stuff, all like that. And then about 4:30, the honoree dinner banquet for yours truly. Bowlegged Lou is going to be co-emceeing that. And you know, he is the funniest guy in Full Force. That's Mr. I'm going to kick your freaking, you know, that's him. Yeah. So I spoke to him today. He said, your voice, I got something I want to tell the people about you, man. And he makes me nervous, Howard, every time he tells something about me, man.
I know, man. Lou is crazy.
Yes, he is. Matter of fact, he told me to send some love out to you, baby. Definitely to tell you hello on his behalf.
Definitely. And we did a couple. We worked together before. Mm-hmm. Did about two or three tunes.
Cool.
On a project that we were working on together some years ago.
Great, man. And after the big dinner banquet, we moving over to the Concert Hall Arena. And we still have seats left available for you. Those that are not getting the weekend package, you can get just the concert ticket. But, hey, it's 1,600 seats in there, and they are filling fast. So, hey, make sure, because right up on top of the headline, going to rock you. He's going to take you down memory lane, going to do some of the Shalamars and a lot of the new stuff I know. Howard Hewitt, the crooner of all crooners, is going to be there live. And he's spending the night with us tonight, but he's spending the weekend with you. November 16th through the 18th, well, through the 17th, that is. And
right.
And then Howard Hewitt, Lenny Williams, man. Have you ever done work with Lenny before, man?
Yeah, we worked together before.
Great guy. I call him the man.
Old man. Yeah.
Yes, indeed, man. You know, he can't wait. We spoke with him. He cannot wait to come there. And we're getting a lot of buzz about you two guys, along with Harold Melvin's Blue Notes, who are still doing it just like, I mean, I have to give it to this group. They live shows and everything still sound just like the record. Sharon Page going to be there. My friend Curtis Blow with the Breaks is going to be in the house. And, of course, Colonel Abrams, not going to let you get the best of me. He's coming in there. And a host of others, Intruders Review. So, hey, that's the big concert. And it's not over then. I mean, after the concert, we got the after party. So, New York, New Jersey, everybody, if you can hear me, I advise you go to mauricewatch.com or thesesamgroup.com. And make your reservations for that event. Enough said about that, Howard. let's skip back an hour, man. Let's skip back an hour. I like the way you did the intro on this one right here. Hold on, let me cue it up.
Oh,
right.
Man, I've been thinking. I kind of want to do an old, slow, funky, old school.
I remember when I was acting like I was in that studio with you.
Yeah. Average White Band was funky.
They were
really funky.
This one here in New York, dedicated for my wife because she liked Average White Band. But when Howard, when you put your feet up in it, baby. You put your feet up in it, man.
I love this song. This song is like one of those, you know, songs that take you way back. You know what I'm saying?
Old school, baby.
Yeah, that one, Average White Band, that one and Cloudy. Remember Cloudy?
Ooh, now see,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I still play Cloudy, man.
Yeah,
I played a live version of Cloudy, man, and that one there takes me, man. Ooh.
Yeah,
that's Doobieville. Doobieville, that's where that one takes you to. Doobieville, USA, baby, because you just be on a cloud.
There you go.
Man, now what made you go back and do this over?
Well, I wanted to. It was actually going to be between this and Cloudy, you know, because I wanted to do Average White Band tune, you know, and we decided to do this. We did this one like live in the studio with you know, live musicians, no overdubbing or anything. Man, it was really a special session.
Oh, man, I was feeling, that's the one thing, like I said, about your studio work, man, is you could feel it. It's like, see, I'm into it. I get in the deep, but when I listen to it, it just puts me right there in the studio with you, man.
Yeah. You know? That's what I'm saying. It's a live session, man.
Woo, man. Now, you know what? I seen you do, was it Phil Perry?
Mm-hmm.
You did a gig with on the DVD. Oh, man. You two together is like dynamite firecrackers, man.
Man, Phil ain't no joke.
Boy. No, he's not. No, he's not.
Phil ain't no joke, man.
Ooh.
We have a good time. You know, on She's a Bad Mamma Jamma and Don't Push It, mm-hmm. Don't Force It, all that, the old school. That's me, Phil, and James Ingram on the background.
On the background.
Yep.
And if you get, I believe your DVD was called Intimate, right? How are you?
Yeah.
Intimate?
Intimate, right.
And you got James Ingram in there doing a segment with you. Y'all talking about it. It's a great DVD, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Great DVD, man. And to see you guys sit there and powwow and go back in time, man, I know y'all been friends a long time.
Yeah, I met James when I was like 15 years old.
Right.
You know, he's about 3 or 4 years older than I am, but he was in a group called Revelation Funk, and my group was called Life, you know, and all of us were Life. We were about, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, but we were like Revelation Funk proteges. and you know, we used to, because all of us are from Akron, Ohio. So,
right.
You know, but, yeah, James, crazy as James is now, he was just as crazy back then as he is now.
Be sure to give him my love, man, from the Love Zone for sure, because a lot of Love Zone fans out there. Let him know we like to get him on the show also, man. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let's move into the new one again. It's a track, man, off this new one in New York. If you're tuning in late and everyone around the world, the UK. Matter of fact, Howard, you got to take time out, man, because the chat room people can't. Some of them called in, but there's some people in the chat room, especially my fan club president. You got to say hello to Maxine Jackson in Mississippi, man.
Okay. So all right.
Go right. She's listening to you. She's not on the phone, so I just want you to just say hello. Say something special to her.
So Maxine Jackson?
Yeah.
She's a fan club president?
Oh, yeah.
See, now that's, you know, Maxine, that's a very, very special and intimate job because it's like, you know, you take your passion and have to, like, you know, blend it in with, you know, doing certain things that the business has to be taken care of as far as business is concerned. So, you know, that passion, it's a beautiful thing because you got that passion that drives you sometime, and then that business drives you sometime. So, like, you know, I congratulate you and keep up the good work and keep the Love Zone happening.
Definitely, definitely. And to the people over in the UK, because we're transmitting worldwide, and we know they're on a different time zone. They can't call over here, so...
Yeah,
he sends his love out to you guys also.
Send love, a lot of love out to the UK. We spend a lot, even with the group, we spend a lot of time with at the UK. But I want to get over to the Jazz. They have a little club there called the Jazz Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you guys, everybody that's listening over in UK, you talk to the people over the Jazz Cafe. I need to get over there. I've always wanted to play that room, but it's such a small room. It has to be. We got to really, you know. Play it the right way in order for it to really make a lot of sense.
All right.
But I'm pretty sure that if a lot of the fans over there will, you know, start sweating the cats over there at the Jazz Cafe, we'll get something done.
Well, you know, the Voice Distributions and Assessments Group is getting ready to do something international. So you just gave us something to start working on, man. I mean, we don't brought you to the Poconos. We might as well bring you to the UK with us, you know.
Just go over the pond.
Hello.
And there you go.
Back to the new album. It's called If Only.
If Only.
If Only. And
yeah. It's
got .. on the end of it. If Only.
So you can fill in the blank.
Oh,
fill in your own thing, you know. But actually, the there's a tune on there called If Only also. It's a track that, excuse me, that it's got Mark Nelson. Used to be with a group called As Yet. A little while ago. And he had his own project out also after he left the group. But great vocalist, you know, writer, the whole thing. But, you know, he brought me this tune called If Only. And, you know, I love the track. And you know, so when it came time to name the album, I felt like If Only kind of represented everything, you know, that the album was about.
All right. Well, hey, there's a track on here featuring the late, the great Billy Preston.
Yeah.
And Gerald Albright.
Yeah, Gerald Albright, Billy. There's a bunch. You know, there's a cat. There's a local promoter, music promoter, producer and stuff rather, in L.A. His name is Gerald McCulley, right?
Okay.
And Gerald is a special cat, man. He's a great producer. But one of the things through the years that would always amaze me would be the people that he could get, you know, together, like in the studio, do a live show or whatever. Val Watson from Club Nouveau.
Okay.
You know, she you know, he produces a lot of stuff on her, and they'll do like these special little shows at some you know, small theater or something in L.A. But the bands that he would have, like one time he had like Larry Dunn on keyboards from Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, and Mike White on drums, and as well as Ricky Lawson, both of them on drums. Man, and these are like premier, you know, musicians, man, that he would have. He'd have a horn section, the whole thing, man. It's just a whole, just funky, just. And the shows would be a lot of fun. So a lot of he called me. He wanted me to come down, and you know, Phil came down. I think a couple of them, and And but he also would go in and produce stuff and in the studio and everything. And he was producing a version of Imagine, the John Lennon song.
Right.
And so he had me come in and sing it, and we tweaked it, you know, and you know, put everything together the way I liked the way it was the way it was supposed to be and stuff. And then he had, and before I even came in, he had Carl Anderson. You know, Carl Anderson has, you know, passed away since then. But you know, he had Carl Anderson come in. He had Charlie Wilson come in and sing it down. Val Watson came in and sang it down and stuff. And
who didn't he have?
I know. And then he had Billy on organ. You know, on the B3 organ. And Gerald Albright, you know, playing saxophone and all that kind of stuff. So when I finished my version of it and we tweaked it and did a little lightweight mix on it and stuff, you know, I said, man, I want a copy of that. I want a copy of that. You know, I got a copy of my vocal, of me singing it all the way down, as well as Carl Anderson singing it all the way down.
Mm.
But what Gerald wanted to do for his project was take all the different ones, myself, Carl, Charlie Wilson, everybody that came in, and just, you know, like Charlie would have one line here, then I'd have a line, then the hook, you know, so he would intermingle it and stuff. So I remember I got the idea. I was flying in to LA from somewhere, and I'm going through the stuff on my iPod, right? And I saw on my iPod Imagine, and in parentheses, you know, Gerald McCulley, right? And so I listened to it. I hadn't listened to it in a long time, and I said, and when I listened to it, I said, "Man, that's serious." And as it was going down, I was digging where it was coming from, and then I heard the organ, and then I heard Billy, and I remembered that you know, Billy did the session. This was probably a couple years before Billy passed away, you know.
Right.
And when I heard that, I said, oh, man, I sat there on the plane. I was like floored, man. I said, man. And so what I wanted to do was do another mix on it, because what I had wasn't the final mix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when I got back to NJLA, I called Gerald and I said, man, I want to, you know, do another mix on the version that, you know, of Imagine that I sang all the way down with Billy and Gerald on it. He said, man, he said, I don't even have that anymore. He said, after I mixed everybody's vocals together, you know, he deleted everybody's stuff.
Man.
So I'm the only one that had that version of it with me singing it all the way through. And I'm the only one that has Carl Anderson's version of it, with him singing it all the way through.
Well, we got it right here. And
yeah.
And Billy and Gerald, and, you know, man, we've been having so much fun. The clock been zooming, man.
I know, man.
I'm looking I got 4 minutes before I go off the air. Hopefully the next show may be late. Hopefully. Anyway, hey, New York, we want to play this because you got to hear this. Billy Preston, the late, great Billy Preston with Gerald Albright, and, of course, the one and only Mr. Howard Hewitt on lead right here. This is Imagine. 90.3 FM, New York City. We're going to let them hear a little bit of it, Howard.
There you go.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Hard to do.
nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say that I'm a dreamer, oh, but I'm not the only one, no. I hope one day you'll join us.
Imagine Howard Hewitt, baby. The whole album. You should have named the album Fire, baby.
Fire.
Fire, because that's what it is, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
This
I
thing
really
is fire,
it.
Definitely, man. The name of the album is If Only, Run Out, Get It If You Don't Have It. And yep. Hey, he's on MySpace. He's one of my friends on MySpace. And make sure, what is it? MySpace.com/, what's your page, Howard?
Howard Hewitt, and also there's a Howard Hewitt fan page out there too, just
okay.
Like the young lady that deals with yours. There's a young lady out of Ohio that deals with the MySpace.com/Howard Hewitt fan page, and she's out of Ohio, like I said, yeah.
All right.
But then also there's a HowardHewitt.com. You know, and you have to spell it HEWETT, everybody. Not ITT. They've been trying to get me to spell it ITT since kindergarten, but I'm holding out.
Hold out on it, baby.
Standing strong. It's HEWETT. So, you know, just, you know, log on there, log on to the MySpace page, the MySpace Howard Hewitt fan page, and also the Howard Hewitt, MySpace Howard Hewitt page. And we'll stay in contact.
Definitely. Make sure when you go by there, sign his page, leave a comment, sign his guest book, and tell him you heard him live on The Love Zone with yours truly on 90.3 FM. Don't forget about November 16th through the 17th. He's going to be there with us in the Poconos for sure. And I already know he's going to make it a night to remember, man.
Night to remember. There you go.
Oh, man. It's been great, Howard.
Hey, man, it's been great, Maurice.
I'll see you on the 16th, baby.
See you on the 16th. I'll see everybody else there, too. We're going to have a night to remember. We're going to have a great time.
All right. 90.3 FM. Thanks for calling, Howard.
God bless.
New York City, that's going to do it for me, too. The big man, Gary Tan, getting ready to come up with Harlem After Midnight. So, hey, don't you move that dial. There's more to come on 90.3 FM. Until we meet again, peace, love, and blessings. Don't forget, call the hotline.